Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Exodus chapter 1, verses 8 to chapter 2, verse 10, and Matthew 16, 13 to 20. The reading from Exodus is a warning about what happens when history is forgotten. A new king arose over Egypt who didn't know Joseph. The memory of Joseph's wisdom, service, and contribution has faded. Gratitude has disappeared. Fear has rushed in to take its place. The Israelites, once neighbors and contributors, are now treated as threats. The movement from neighbor to outsider, from us to them, is painfully familiar. Migrants, minorities, and vulnerable people can become scapegoats when fear is allowed to shape public imagination. Pharaoh's fear becomes policy. Policy becomes oppression. Oppression becomes violence. And yet the story doesn't leave power where Pharaoh thinks it belongs. One thing preachers may want to notice is how quietly the real resistance begins. It doesn't begin in a palace. It doesn't begin with an army. It begins with Shiphrah and Puah, two midwives who refuse to cooperate with death. They fear God more than Pharaoh. They recognize a deeper authority, a holier command, a more faithful allegiance. They don't overthrow the empire. They simply refuse to become instruments of cruelty. They allow the children to live. That's a powerful preaching image. Courage isn't always dramatic. It's not always loud. Sometimes courage looks like doing the next faithful thing. Sometimes it looks like protecting a life, telling the truth, refusing a harmful order, or standing beside someone whom society has chosen to blame. Then the circle of courage widens. Moses' mother hides him. His sister watches. Pharaoh's daughter sees the child and chooses compassion over ideology. Hebrew women and an Egyptian princess become part of God's liberating work. The image that stayed with me is a small basket hidden among the reeds. It's such a fragile image. A child placed in a basket. A mother who's done all she can. A sister watching from a distance. A river that could mean danger, but also becomes the place where rescue begins. And around that little basket, almost unseen, are women quietly choosing life. Matthew's Gospel brings us to another place of power, Caesarea Philippi. Where, surrounded by symbols of empire and religious authority, Jesus asks, "Who do people say I am?" Then he makes the question personal, "But who do you say I am?" Peter answers, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." It's a moment of insight, but not yet complete understanding. Peter can name Jesus, but he's still learning what kind of Messiah Jesus will be. Not one who mirrors Pharaoh or Caesar, not one who builds the kingdom through domination. Jesus reveals God's power through healing, forgiveness, service, vulnerability, and self-giving love. For worship leaders, this opens up a rich emotional landscape. Courage, compassion, memory, justice, and hope. The prayers can invite people to resist fear and remember shared humanity. The call to worship can gather those who long for a community built not on perfection, but on grace. A children's talk might use a basket among reeds, a stone for Peter, or a widening circle to explore how God works through ordinary people and makes room for those pushed aside. The hymns might carry the congregation from lament over fear and injustice into trust that God is at work through hidden faithfulness. Songs of service, compassion, justice, and welcome will sit naturally with these readings. There's also a pastoral word here for churches themselves. Peter is called the Rock, yet he isn't perfect. He's impulsive, still learning, and often confused. but Jesus chooses him anyway. That's the good news for congregations who feel unfinished, uncertain, or small. Christ builds with the people who keep showing up. Christ builds with the learners. Christ builds with those who are willing to be changed. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation remember rather than fear, welcome rather than exclude, and follow rather than merely admire. May they see that God's kingdom is born in hidden places, in quiet acts of courage, in compassion that crosses boundaries, in imperfect disciples who keep returning to Christ. And may Jesus' question echo beyond the sermon and into the week ahead. Who do you say I am? Not only in words, not only in creeds, but in the way we treat the vulnerable, the stranger, the neighbour, and the one we've been taught to fear. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.